What up, what up, what up? You already know what it is. Snow Rush Radio. We chillin'. Who I'm in here with though, man? What's up, man? Introduce yourself.
I go by the name of Oil Money.
Oil Money? How I know you, man? How I know you, bro?
I'm your fucking nephew, bro.
Okay, okay. You know, it's good to have you on the show. Saturday morning. What's the date, man? Or
it's April 23rd.
23rd right now.
23rd. You know what I mean? We just did a hoop sesh.
We in the stew. You know, you low-key served me, though. I'm going to keep it 100 with you.
I served you a little bit.
Beat me 2 out of 3 games, and, you know. It is what it is, though. Runs in the family. So, you know, I'll let my nephew beat me any day, man. So it's whatever. But, yo, we got some topics we want to get into, man. And first and foremost, if you're real out there, you've been watching the NBA playoffs. You know what I mean? If you're a real one. That's what you've been watching when you get off working and whatnot. So, but before we get into that, I know you're a Lakers fan.
Yes, sir.
You know, even though you are from, you know, the East Bay. But yo, this dude LeBron recently tweeted. I'm not sure if he tweeted or if he just said this, that he's vowing to never miss the playoffs the rest of his career. You know, obviously, as like your fan, you probably want to hear that, but you think he's capping? You think he's just wanting attention right now? How do you feel about
it? I think he's definitely seeking attention. You know, that's definitely part of it. That's LeBron. That's what we signed up for, you know what I mean? We traded all the young guys, you know what I'm saying? So we can't really get mad, you know what I'm saying? But we got the bubble ring, so fuck it. But you know, this is Bron, you know what I'm saying? He's going to make it about himself, you know what I'm saying? Even though, you know, there's other
Do you want to hear that, though? Like, do you need to hear that as a fan? Like, does that make you feel better? Or is it like, man, just go work out?
Me, personally, I expect that shit from Bron, but I can see how people don't like that shit.
As a Laker fan, I would have just preferred a workout video. You know, maybe just rapping into the camera. One of those I would prefer. But hey.
That would be more, I would like that better, too, actually.
Hey. I mean, I feel like it communicates the same thing. It's like I'm dedicated to my work. I'm mad about the season. Not.
Yeah, I want to see more anger.
Yeah, right?
I want to see more anger. He's too lax. He's on the couch somewhere. You know what I'm saying? In Bahamas or some shit.
Did you see when Magic Loki threw him under the bus?
What he said?
About getting DeRozan instead of Westbrook. He's like, yo, we could have got DeRozan.
Magic said that shit?
Yeah.
Bro, I mean, it's true. No, we should have got DeRozan. Yeah, we definitely should have got DeRozan.
Yo, if y'all had DeRozan? Bro, y'all might have made a run.
That's what I'm saying, bro. What do you think as an outsider? Because, you know, for me, I'm cool with the bubble ring. If Bron retires, whatever, like, he gets traded to the Cavs, whatever. Like, he did get us a chip. I can't get mad. But just on the outside looking in, like, what do you think about that shit? Because, like, Bron is, like, the worst GM ever.
You know what I'm saying? Has he ever been a good GM? I mean, he went to the chip with cats that he recruited, so he has a pretty good record, though.
He does.
I mean, not necessarily, like, I'm not saying they're the most.
It's not terrible, but I'm saying, like, he's going to carry them, mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But he's going to carry them.
That's a good point. If he can't carry them, what's the point of even bringing them into the team?
That's how he thinks.
He thought he could carry them this year.
I think he wants to carry them so he can pass Kareem. Like, that's his goal now. Like, he just wants to get as many points as possible, get his stats up. Like,
no, it's not really about winning shit. Say it ain't so. He's not just out here stat padding, bro.
I don't think he's just stat padding, bro. I'm
you're not. I'm sounding like a Laker fan now. I'm like, no.
Yeah, you're defending
no
him. You know what I'm saying?
Because, yo, I'm curious. Like, I want to see LeBron do that, man. I want to see him just. That's why I respected him not chasing the scoring title. I respected that.
That's true. That's facts.
Yeah. You can say a lot about LeBron, but he's a basketball purist. Like, he's not just going to do some Westbrookie and stuff and, like, chase stats all.
Yeah, you're right. Time, that's right? Fair. He didn't chase it. He had an opportunity to get it.
Yeah. But what does that really do for him at this point? Like, oh, you got. It's cool to say you got the scoring title at what 37. But
for sure.
What's also cool is, yo, I scored 50 multiple times at 37.
That's cool too.
That's enough for me. Like.
Yeah, the real fans, they're not gonna care about like the title. They're just gonna go. They're just gonna go off of like, all right, man, you dropped 56. We know you're saucy. Yeah, I don't know, bro. I think Bron, bro, he's just at that point in his career. He's just trying to win that scoring title, you know. I don't know. I mean, I'm going to say this. It looks bad in hindsight. You know what I'm saying? At the time, the Russell Westbrook signing, people were for it. You know what I'm saying? Carmelo, he was, you know, he just came off the stint in Portland where he was averaging, what, 15 or some shit. So, niggas were hyped.
That was the part that seemed reasonable. Right? How did you feel about Westbrook when he first...
I was rooting for him the whole time.
But how did you feel about projecting him, you know, when he first came? What did you?
I was worried. Like, me and my other fan, I mean, me and my friend, you know, Dave, he's a Laker fan as well. Like, we was both worried, you know what I'm saying? But we were, you know, we're Jews because we're like, we put a team together, but we're like, bruh, I don't know. Like, you know,
it's like what, 09 vibes, right? With Peyton and Malone.
Yeah. What, it was going to be those vibes early on.
That's not even 09. What is that? That's like 06.
It was giving me those vibes early on for sure. Okay. You know what I'm saying?
That's what the homie says too. Like, that's what he said. He's like, give me those type of vibes.
I was in two juice. Yeah, I'm like, bro, we got old people.
But they made the finals, though.
They did make the finals. See, but their main core was young. Like, our main core was old. It was damn near the Kobe, Nash, Dwight Howard year. It was that year. But they made the playoffs, too.
But, yo, they had a lot more. Let's say, I think people expect a lot more from that team than this team.
Than this team. That's fair.
I feel like people actually thought Dwight was going to be Dwight.
And, yeah.
You know, Nash was going to be not what he was because he was not what he was.
Is Dwight a system player?
Bro.
Because think about it, because that was the beginning when his whole career fell off.
Shoot.
Like, when you really think about it, he only played well on the Magic.
Mm.
Like,
great player, but yeah, you hear that story about Kobe, like, just not messing with him. Just not messing with Dwight. You heard about that story?
They just never. Oh, you know what? Yeah. I heard some shit. It was like, I think Gilbert Arenas.
Yeah.
They said that as soon as it happened, Kobe was like, yeah, I just got off the phone. Dwight, that really shame on the
word. Yeah. Because it wasn't about that word. But yeah, it definitely, like, I think it was 50-50. Like, Laker fans were like, yo, this, I don't think this is going to go too well. But a lot of people, you know, we're picking them to go to make a run, you know, WCF. So it's like Western Conference Finals. So it's like, man, see what happened? That was a whole bunch of drama, man. Like,
that shit was crazy, bro.
That's what I say about Spurs, though. It's like, it's the best reality TV show you could you know, ever come up with, because it's unscripted.
It's unscripted.
It's the Kardashians, bro. Like, but it's
unscripted. It's like our version. It's like our version of the Kardashians. Like,
you feel me? That's what
show
it is. Yeah, bro. Like, it's a show to me. Like, I thought Ness was going to be, like, the drama team this year, but...
It's really, it was the Lakers. It looked like it was going to be the Heat for a second.
With Jimmy Butler.
With Jimmy.
Jimmy's always giving me some good drama.
For sure.
You know, he's going to give you an interesting storyline throughout the season.
For sure.
You know what I mean? I messed with Rachel Nichols. I ain't feeling this nigga. This dude on my team, you know what I mean?
Yeah, so. He fucked Rachel. He wanted to fight Eric Spoelstra.
Exactly.
He exposed two teams and his track record is actually true.
But is it him?
He's not the problem because the Timberwolves are soft before Patrick Beverley got there. So he was right about that.
They're still soft.
They're still soft. And then who else?
Cat's still soft.
Cat's soft. He exposed Cat. He did expose Cat. I think Zach.
He didn't expose Levine. Did he even expose Levine?
He exposed all of them, bro. He's like, bro, y'all are soft, bro. He was like, y'all are better than me, but, like, I'm beating y'all with the bench players. And then when he went to the Sixers, he exposed Simmons before we even knew Simmons was soft like that. We thought Jimmy was the problem. Now everyone, you know what I'm saying? Like, now everyone's realizing, like, oh, shit, this Ben Simmons guy's really soft. Like,
so you don't think Jimmy is... It's like when you know, breaking up all these females, it's like, at some point, it's you, right? Like, if you go through relationship after relationship, it's like, you can't really blame the host.
The host is tripping. The host is tripping, man.
But at some point, you gotta look in the mirror like, yo, I gotta change some things up.
What if I'm Future?
Yeah, but, I mean, since we're on the topic of the Heat, I mean, they're up 2-1 now. You know, Trey did his thing last night. You know, put up the game winner on Jimmy Butler. Actually,
that was cold.
That was dope. Like, made it a series because we don't want to. You know, we don't want 3-0. We don't like that.
For sure, definitely.
But yeah, how do you feel about the Heat though? Do you feel like they can make a run? You know, could they beat the Celtics? Basically,
you know, honestly,
that's the question. You know,
I know
because Nets are kind of. I'm not sold right now.
I'm not sold on the Heat. I'm not sold on the Heat. I love the Heat. I love Jimmy. I love the gritty shit, but I'm not sold on them. They can't score over 110 points. I like them. I like the whole energy, but
it's very collegey, right?
Yeah, it's collegey. It's you know, it's inspirational. I fuck with it. Next
man up.
Yeah, next man up. I'm gonna grind. You know, I fuck with that shit, but I'd rather see the Hawks, bro. I like Trey, bro. I like Ice Trey, bro. I'd rather see that. But
so you think they'll make it a 6-game series? They'll win one more. You believe?
They'll win one more.
Do you think they'll win Game 4? Because I think they kind of have to get that one to win to make it 6-game series.
The next one.
I think they have to win that one to make
are
it.
Are they in Atlanta right now?
Exactly. Yes, 2-1. Heater up. Next game is in Atlanta.
Yeah, this is a must win for them.
It's a must win, right?
Must win.
Because they're going down 5 if they lose this next game.
Yeah.
Because say what we want about the Heat, they defend really well, very well coached. They're all in shape. You know, everyone could freaking like they had like the most stringent like nutrition and like they make dudes like freaking. So they check your body fat basically like every week. Like real talk, like yeah. Zion's like everyone wants to eat.
Oh, hell no.
You feel me? So we're talking about like grit and like stamina and defense and defense and I think they're right up there with anybody in the league. But when it comes to, you know, the last 2 minutes,
of the game,
it kind of becomes a Jimmy Butler show. And
he's
it's like
that. He's not that. He's our love. Like he's a you need him to win a championship. But
he's a great two.
He's a great 2 or 3.
Great 2. But when you got like Shrews in your final starting
that's
lineup,
not it.
It's not gonna get it done. Gabe
they
Vincent,
have a great system.
All due respect, I can't even touch the skill that these guys have. Ever, but I'm just saying, like, that's tough to get it done.
Of course.
So it's like, if they can really, I don't see them beating Celtics, honestly. They might even have a tough time with the Sixers, honestly, with Embiid, but.
Yeah. So to answer your question.
We can discuss that later.
Heat Celtics, I'm going Celtics. Is that what the next matchup is going to be? The playoff picture?
That's a good question. I believe it's going to be Sixers Heat. That's where it's projected right now. Sixers Heat, and then
the Sixers. That's what I say. Like even the six, I get the whole Harden fell off thing. I get that, but like he gets you 10, 12 assists, and
okay. So you would pick, Sixers in a series over Heat.
Yeah.
You would.
Yeah.
Okay. That's interesting. Just based off Embiid, basically.
Just based off Embiid and Maxey,
because Bam can't touch Embiid down well, bro. Let's just be honest.
Yeah, Bam's no one can guard Embiid.
Bam's a little slight, you know what I mean? They would have to double. And, you know, if Maxey can get off with the, you know. And who else they got for? They miss Curry a lot. This is keeping 100. They going to miss Curry. And, especially the way he shoots three. He shoots like over 40%.
But Maxey's getting 35 points.
If Maxey does a pool-ish performance,
pool-ish.
They could beat Heat. It could beat him in 7.
Cause it's a good system, like it fits, like Harden, like and Maxey fit. It's weird, like cause Harden doesn't want to be the scorer anymore for whatever reason. I don't know if he's still healing from the hamstring injury or what, but he's gonna get you 13 assists every game, bro. And we just hate on it, we shit on him because he used to average 35 or everything, but he's doing amazing things right now. You got Maxey getting 35.
He dropped 35.
He dropped 35 Game 1. I don't know what he did Game 2.
Okay, okay.
But yeah, Sixers are going to the conference finals, bro. It's
oh, you're picking them.
Picking them beat Heat. They'll beat the. I don't think they can beat the Celtics though. I don't know what the playoff matchup is, but
you would take them over Bucks too, without Chris Mills.
That's a good point. I mean,
because I feel like it's very clear right now. It goes C's, Bucks with Chris Middleton, Heat, Sixers. I think it's pretty clear as far as the best team in the East.
So Sixers like the 4th.
Yeah.
Okay.
But they could potentially be the 3rd if it's Bucks are without Chris Middleton. Potentially. I'm not saying I would pick them even without Chris Middleton. I would still pick Bucks. But they could beat them, I'm saying. If the Bucks without Chris Middleton, Sixers could
beat them. Yeah, you know they could beat them. And I don't know how the playoff picture works, but I mean if they have an easy schedule, I mean like an easy matchup situation, they could go to the conference finals. But
yeah, but I would still pick Heat though. I would still pick
Heat. That's fair. I'm fair with that. I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that.
But honestly, I got
I got the C's coming out of the, you know, Celtics coming out of the East.
So finals, Celtics.
Because the way they've won these games, it's not just that they won them, right. It's how they won them. And it's demoralizing to the Nets to lose games like that.
Yeah, it's really demoralizing.
You know what I mean? When you have a game where your Kyrie goes for 39, you know what I mean? The game's right there for you. Like, you got to get that.
And you come back. You come back from 15, you still lose. That's
and the so way they lost with the, with you the, know, with Katie falling asleep and Tatum cutting back door, and then game two, they're up again. You know?
They're up the whole game.
Pretty much
the whole game. And then now you're 0-2.
But they still had a chance in the fourth quarter to, okay, we're playing horrible in the second half. Let's pull it together in the fourth, guys. But no, you let Peyton Pritchard and freaking Grant Williams and, you know, have Herculean performances. Like, it's tough to beat, man. So I think the way the role players are playing for Celtics, obviously they're not going to have that impact on the road. But I just don't see Bryce Brown. They could have a one good game at home.
Yeah.
I just don't see them having that consistent the consistent looks to make it even, bro. Because they're playing so iso right now. This is Kyrie, KD show. Maybe if they double and they get someone on a catch and shoot, but it's like they ain't looking to pass, bro. You feel me? They ain't really got an offense either. I'm looking for Nash to switch up some of the offense, have KD coming off screens, you know, pin downs, more movement, more ball movement, more plays, because the Celtics defense is too good to just go iso. They're literally like the Heat and Celtics defenses they're ahead of the game as far as it can beat isolation ball, bro. Like, they'll just put you in a zone and like, you're playing 1-on-5 now. You feel me? So, but who do you like in that? You like, obviously, what do you pick right now? Before the series, did you have Nets or did you have Celtics?
I had Nets winning this.
I had them in 7.
Yeah.
I had Nets in 7. I'm bailing on that. Straight up.
Well, we got to see game 3.
No, I'm bailing on it.
What
straight up.
Even if Ben Simmons comes
in. I'm switching my pick, bro. Celtics is 6. Nah, I was saying. Nah, I'm scared. What's cool about switching W, but I was right in the beginning. That's when it said, hey, I did. Pick. Man, I was right, though. Nah, but I did have Nets at 7. You had Nets at 6? What would you have?
I had Nets in 6 or 7. Celtics definitely shocked me how good their defense is. It's really amazing. This is all with the about Time Lord. You know what I mean? So,
do you know why they call him that?
I don't know. I just kind of I don't know.
They kept saying, like, I heard Time Lord. I was like, bro, there's a dude named Time Lord.
Yeah, that's a dope ass name.
But then it's like, oh, is this the dude Lord right? Apparently he's like Draymond. I don't really watch a lot of Celtics games. Apparently these dudes like Draymond Green out there. But yeah, they get him back, I think.
That's what I'm saying.
Dangerous, you know what I mean?
They got a good system. I don't even know who their coach is. I thought it was Brad Stevens. I don't know.
Ime Udoku.
African?
Yeah, I think he played in the league.
Okay, I'm with it. You know what I'm saying?
You're not your ball game. That's what
I'm... You know, I thought they just, you know, I don't get into the whole Brad Stevens shit. That shit was kind of shiesty, but...
Hey, he did make some moves, though. Got rid of Kemba.
That was a great move.
Like... Move Smart to the... Actually, I don't know if it was Brad Stevens' idea.
He probably... No, because Smart, he plays better now. Like, I don't know. Someone talked to him or something where he's a point guard.
He's not a two anymore. He was never a two to me anyways. Even going back to college days, he was a straight dog.
A straight point. I didn't know he was going to turn into this type of player.
Yeah. He's not no, like, 3-and-D dude.
Yeah, like, his point guard skills. Yeah, they're tripping. They were playing him wrong for a long time. I love Jaylen Brown. I'm kind of hopping on the bandwagon now. Because I like Jaylen Brown. I like Tatum. They got a good system. I'm surprised because I thought Al Horford was done when he was on the Sixers. I thought he was done. But he revived his career. See, Bruce Brown, I think he's not going to be on the Nets next season.
He's kind of been doing his thing, but they need to upgrade at that position for sure.
Yeah, he's not a shooter. Like, he's clanking shit, you know?
Yeah. They need a...
He can't handle or anything.
They need another shooter, for sure. And they need a true five man as well.
Yeah. I think next year's their year, you know? But I'm rooting for him. I like Kyrie, you know what I'm saying? He's Muslim. You know, I like Kevin Durant. You know what I'm saying? He tweets out Jay Electronica lyrics every once in a while.
Yeah, the basketball the large portion of the basketball community is going to be very, very happy to see KD and Kyrie lose. This is B100, bro.
You don't like them?
Their likability, bro, is very... I'm not talking about, fans. I'm talking about, media. I'm talking about, you know, people that cover the sport. They don't mess with KD and Kyrie like that. KD be beefing with the media. Kyrie be beefing with the media.
They're gonna destroy them. Bruh. Lose in the first round.
Let's project the second round, though. Who would Celtics play if they win? And who would...
I'm going to look at this playoff picture. So yeah,
let's bring it up.
Let's bring up this playoff picture.
Because I kind of want to project to the next round.
Yeah. First round, we kind of know. While I'm pulling this up, what do you think about the... Because I got a take on the Jazz Mavs shit.
Okay. Let's talk about the West next, though.
Oh, okay. We're still on the East.
Yeah, we're going to get
okay, so nice. we covered Heat, Hawks. Heat coming out that.
Let's talk about Philly. We didn't mention Toronto. Sorry, you down 2-0.
Philly.
Sorry.
No, 3-0, 3-0.
I still want to go to Toronto, though, so.
That would be lit.
I'm not vaccinated, but what's up?
Yeah, they need to fix that shit. They're tripping with that shit.
Trying to, make some shotties out there.
They need to get rid of that mandate shit. it's going to be, so this is the matchup, right? So it's going to be, if Heat come out, it's going to be Heat, Philly.
Heat, Philly, and you got Philly. I would take Heat in that one.
That's why I got Philly going to the third round. Oh, yeah, conference finals.
Yeah.
Bucks, Bulls.
Who'd you have before the series? Obviously, Bucks.
Yeah. And they're going to
win. What'd you pick them? In six or five?
Four.
Damn, because Bulls was getting disrespected, bro. Let's just be honest. They was getting freaking disrespected. Like no one picked them. Like at all, like they're like,
it's just Giannis. You
I
know?
Never thought that though. Like, it seems horrible. I never thought they were horrible. They're just getting freaking, they're dogs. Nah, I think you got DeRozan, you got, Kobe White, you got Vucevic, you got Caruso. He came back. You got solid players. You got LaVine. Like, you're not just gonna lay down and get swept. Like, you ain't Denver. You feel me? Like, so that's why I like to see.
I say girl. Five, yeah, I see what you're saying.
You say, come on, bro.
Well, no,
I'll say they did get blown out last night, though, so let me just put that out.
It's not them. It's just the Buck. Like, bro, Giannis is the best player in the league right now. And I don't know why he's not getting enough coverage for it. Like, he's better than KD right now.
But I don't know. I'm caping so hard for a team that got blown out by like 25 last night. I'm sorry.
I'm with you, though.
I'm just saying, they're not going to lay down the rest of the series. I feel like they might have laid down yesterday, but I don't.
I see what you're saying, because they did get one, and then there's no Middleton, so they could go six or seven. I mean, I say
they win another game. That's just me.
I'm just saying no one expects to see Giannis lose in the first round. That's all I'm saying.
Facts. That's what I'm saying.
Let's just say it's Bucks come out it'll be Bucks versus, and let's say it's Celtics
Bucks
come out.
Boston. That's locally the Western Conference Finals.
That's the East Conference Finals.
That's ECF right there.
That's what I'm saying, though. The Sixers, I think Harden's smart, bro.
But I think season seven.
What'd you say?
I got season seven in that one.
So, woo! Well, you know what? Middleton might be out for that shit anyway, so. But you still think, it's seven, the Bucks, they're not going out like Punks.
Yeah, they need Middleton out. They need to knock a healthy Middleton to beat Celtics for sure. Especially defensively.
It's going to go back to that old shit where it's like they used to build the wall on him. It's going to go back to that.
Because who's going to really guard Tatum and Brown? Like, you need Chris Middleton defensively, and you need him with shots down the stretch as well.
Yeah, I got season that. So I think Bucks is over for them. I think it's over.
So we just right off the Bucks, we say boom.
Right off Bucks, bro.
We say season, and you got Philly.
It sees Philly.
Season Philly. Eastern Conference Finals is Celtics, Philadelphia, correct?
Yes, sir.
I would have Heat, Celtics.
It could go Heat, Celtics.
Who are you taking in that projection?
If it's Heat, Celtics?
If it's Celtics, Sixers,
going to the finals if it's Celtics, Sixers. Facts. If it's Celtics, Heat, Celtics are going to the finals.
Okay.
Going to
so our consensus is Celtics is going to the finals.
And let's just stay on this real quick, because I think that's amazing for the league. Because Tatum, everyone loves Tatum already.
Very likable.
And we need him. We just didn't see him in the finals. Like, he's going to get that Devin Booker treatment now.
Yeah, he needs that deep book boost, for sure.
You know what I mean? So, this is good for the league. Because, Bron's going to retire. KD's, injury prone.
Yeah, he's deep book without, what's her name? Kylie. Where's the other one there? without the Kardashians. I feel like he's D-Book without the Kardashians. Okay. He's not a Hollywood.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
And I like to see, you know, the new crop arrive, you know, arrive like that, man. So I'm excited to see what Tatum and, you know, Brown can do. Jaylen Brown went to Cal. I'm an East Bay dude, so
we definitely fuck with Brown.
You know.
But no, yeah. And I think it is interesting because it's like once Bron and KD retire, like the top, like there's not really going to be a best player in the league anymore. I guess you can say Giannis. No, but you know how like when Kobe was in the league and it's like he had like a 5-year gap.
You're saying there's no one.
There's no veteran like who's like 32 who's like the best. Like it's going to be all young dudes.
There's no one at the top of the. There's no, like, Drake at the top of the game.
There's no Drake at the top of the game. It's all little babies and fucking Roddy Riches, bro. You know what I'm saying? It's like, it's going to be Luka's the best, but he's 24. Jason Tatum might go to the finals. Jaw's 23 or 21 or some shit. Anthony Edwards might be the next guy, but he's 21.
Pool. Yeah, it's just a bunch of, like, it's a group of 10 to 15 cats. It's like,
Who's going to pull away from the pack? So we got to kind of pay attention to that over the next few years. Who's going to really be the best? Mm-hmm. Will be a Luka. Mm-hmm. Or it probably be Ja. It might be Ja. Because of the defense.
I just think Luka's transcendent. I've been calling him the white LeBron. Without the athleticism.
He doesn't need it somehow. It's weird.
It's rookie year I've been calling him the white LeBron. Yeah, straight up.
He's white LeBron.
You feel me?
He's white LeBron.
So we got Celtics.
Okay.
Advancing to the finals. That's what we have. Now let's break down the West now. There's a lot of interesting things going on there. I know you wanted to talk about the Timberwolves and Grizzlies series.
Yes,
it's been very interesting. They literally had two separate 20-point leads and blew them both. They didn't blow the first one yet because it got down to like 9 or 5.
So break that shit down because I didn't watch it. I heard about it. How did that shit go?
Timberwolves went up like 20. Grizz came back to like cut it to 5. Then they went back up like over 20 again. Grizz came back. So that's kind of demoralizing.
Then they lost by like 15. And
Pat Bev was trying to be playing hero ball. So
that's the problem.
That's not going to get it done. For them to win, they need Cat to be transcendent and, you know, elite. And he has it.
He has to give you at least 25.
He's been looking like me or you.
Yeah. Just talk.
If we were, you know, 7 foot, we could do what he did.
Definitely.
Straight up. So, I just got Grizz. I mean, I had Grizz in 6. The first game scared me, don't get me wrong. When Timberwolves came out playing like gangbusters scared me. But I still stuck to Grizz. You know what I mean? They've been a great team all year. Yeah. Second best team. I say the third best team in the league. I would say Suns were first, Celtics second, and then Grizz are the third best team in the league in the regular season. So let's break that down. Who will they play in the second round?
Yeah, let's take a look at that. So you got Grizzlies what? In
6. Five. I got them 6.
6?
Okay. Yeah, I get
2. Because Timberwolves going to win 1 at home.
Originally, I had them 5 and 6.
Yeah. That's cool then, yeah. And that doesn't mean the Timberwolves, like, fucking. That's
They're not
great
trash.
Season for them.
They're not trash.
Yeah. Like, next year, they'll do something. But,
When Edwards takes over, you know what I mean?
Yeah, he needs like 2-3 more years. So
they would advance, and they would play the winner of the Warriors and Nuggets. And that series has pretty much been determined. It's 3-0 at this point. I think they play tomorrow. I'm a Warrior fan, so I'm going to just put it on the board. It's a clean sweep, baby. You know what I mean? So with all due respect to Denver, unless y'all come back from 3-0, which is not going to happen, it's going to be Warriors and Grizzlies, which is going to be a show. Gonna be a that's box office right there. Obviously, I'm biased, you know what I mean. I would pick Warriors in 7 because I'm not gonna disrespect Grizz and say 6, you know. Yeah,
you kind of look at
actually. I think if it goes 7, Grizz win.
Yeah, like, I see what you
I'm
mean.
Like, actually,
that.
You know what, bro? I'm gonna go with the veterans, but forget it. I'm gonna go with the veterans. I'm gonna say Warriors in 7. Who would you? What's your projection on that?
What's my projection? So let's break down that matchup. So you got, what's the starting lineup? Is Curry coming off the bench?
No, Curry's he's
in the starting lineup. He's good.
I think.
Because I was just
Poole, I think Poole's coming off. What the? Do they mess with that? That cohesive, you know, his vibe right now. I don't think you put him on the bench. Curry might just come off the bench.
He might. I think game one. And if they win it.
Either way, I don't even think it matters, though.
It doesn't, because it's like you could just. Honestly.
Wow. We'll see.
I think, genuinely, though, because Poole is so hot, you're going to go. This is how the playoffs has always gone. Mm-hmm. Like, this is why Reggie Jackson got that huge contract. Mm-hmm. You always go with the hot hand.
That's true. You can't sit him.
You're not going to sit him. Curry, he's going to get his. He's going to get fouled, 10 free throws.
The thing is, Poole is like so much younger and so much less experienced, where it's like he can't go into that Curry bag, right?
Curry is just going to get hit.
If he misses his first 4 or 5 shots,
it's kind of going to fuck up his rhythm.
You know what I mean? He can go 4 for 16 that game, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's like that might carry over with Curry. Like, you don't really expect that to happen. If it is a bad game, you expect a great game the next game. So, thing is that makes the Grizz a terrible matchup for the Warriors is I think they lead the league or Ja leads the league in paint scoring.
Ja does.
Yeah, I think he led the league in paint scoring or the Grizz they get the majority of their buckets down low and they like to get into the paint. They don't shoot threes that much. You know, they're not great at it. Baines does his thing. But that's where the Warriors are susceptible is inside. You know what I mean? They have one good real center. And his name is Kevon Looney. You know what I mean? And he's good. He's not great. He's just good. And it's like, you can't really expect more from him. He is what he is, you know? He's gonna give you what he has. But thing is, Draymond's going to have to be a dog in that series. Because he's really going to have to protect that paint.
That's tough. I don't know what's his name. Who's the power? So you got Jaren Jackson Jr.
Is it Valanciunas? No, he's a Pelicans. Yeah. Adams. I'm telling you, bro. He's
those are some big boys.
They're gonna have to go small. They're really gonna have to go small that series. You know what I mean? They're gonna have to play a lot of the depth 2.0 lineup, and we're gonna see how to you know.
Well, you can't play Steven Adams like that many minutes that series.
I mean,
Steven Adams.
They might. You're right.
They're playing long minutes. You're right. Like, they're gonna probably have Jaren Jackson.
But thing is, they get a lot of drives, bro, because of Ja. So they don't really have to rely on post play to get inside. Ja just that's your inside game. Is Ja.
But defensively, Curry.
That's what I'm saying. We don't have no one to stop Ja.
No, I'm saying you guys could put Clay on him.
He ain't the same.
He's not the same.
He's still getting back defensively.
Yeah.
So it's like, bro, we have to do a lot of like interesting stuff on defense, trying to switch up our looks. We're gonna have to play a little zone here, a little boxer one here, a little man here. We're gonna have to just throw the kitchen sink at the Grizz, man, because they're gonna be coming, bro. They like to drive and kick. And we don't have the best perimeter defenders. Curry, Poole, Clay. That's not elite defensively at this point. I'm sorry. Like,
no,
offensively,
no, I know you're a fan of them, so you're like extra critical of listen.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly,
what's up?
The whole time we knew who was going to be in the finals,
season Warriors.
Well, we didn't know the season would be in the finals, we kind of knew the Warriors were going to be back in there.
Let's talk about this though, man. I don't like this nerdness coming about. The Warriors, yeah, they're going to the finals. Yeah, we all knew it. It's like, bruh, I didn't hear this all year, bruh. I didn't hear nothing. They go 3-0. Man, this team's so good. I always knew. I knew they would get it together. It's like, bro, because there was a point in the season they were sucking, bruh.
Definitely.
Like, they had a great start. They were a mid-team for half the year. Or like a quarter of the year, they were a mid-team. Maybe a third. You know what I mean? When Draymond went out and, you know, Clay wasn't Clay yet. But, yeah, so
We knew who the front runners were. Like, we knew that, like, we didn't know it was going to be Warriors-Celtics. But we knew, like, okay, if you're looking at the 30 teams, we knew it was Warriors.
They wasn't respecting Warriors, bro.
Nah.
They wasn't, bro. They was like, oh, we'll see. Clay's going to be Clay.
It was Warriors-Bucks.
Bro, no one was picking, bro. No one had this energy for the Warriors. Oh, what a great team. Nah, bro.
Nah, because I'm saying, like okay, maybe, because this, I told you this a few weeks ago. I don't know if you remember this shit, bro. I was telling you, I was like, bro, the Jazz are a regular season team.
Mm-hmm.
The Suns are a regular season team. The fuck you.
Made the finals, almost won. They're a regular season team.
That wasn't a bubble year, but what was that? That was like kind of a bubble year.
Because AD was hurt.
That was still a COVID
year. Was it AD hurt?
Yeah, AD was hurt. Wasn't Kawhi hurt? That wasn't a
Clay was hurt.
Clay was hurt. Is that really
count? No, I'm joking. I love discrediting other teams, Joe.
No, I mean, if they would have won it, we would have counted it. Because it's like, okay, you beat Giannis. But
Bucks beat next that Kyrie was hurt. So, bro, you can't really...
Yeah, we don't even really know if they're solidified. The Warriors are solidified.
Because they've done it multiple times.
They've done it multiple times. So we know Curry, he's done this. Clay's done. You know what Clay does. You know what I'm saying? You know what Draymond does. So it's like, people mainly knew, like, it was Warriors. Honestly, people, like, even if it was Lakers 8 seed versus Suns, you had a lot of people picking the Lakers in 7 because of LeBron. That it's is a different true. Game in the playoffs. Like, say, for example, right now, Suns Pelicans.
Yeah.
If the Lakers were in it, I would have Lakers. Because, bro, you can't stop
the Lakers are better than the Pelicans.
The Lakers aren't? Oh. No, but listen, this is what
people, I don't think they are. I think
this is what
Pelicans are a better team.
But that doesn't matter. See, this is what I keep trying to tell people. Like, I'm really a basketball genius. I'm like,
but they're a regular season team, Pelicans.
The regular season does not matter. Because, like, in the playoffs, it's like, okay, Cameron Johnson and Mikael Bridges, they're not going to do what they were doing in the regular season. And they're not going to do what they're doing.
No respect on their name.
There's not enough. It's too tight. Every defensive possession matters. They get off against teams that are like below 500. That's how they rack up all those wins. Not just that. LeBron, he'll give you the same production from the regular season to the playoffs. If not more. Chris Paul, he's going to kind of do a downtick. Devin Booker got off. Cameron John, all those players are giving you down ticks. LeBron and AD, those are up ticks.
So you say a healthy AD and LeBron.
We would have beat the Suns.
No bias though.
But I'm saying with the Devin Booker injury.
Yeah.
Cause like the Pelicans
okay, that makes more sense, bro.
Right, and I know it's kind of a stretch. I'm not saying like
No, they could have made that a 7-game series.
They would have made that, and the Pelicans are almost making this a 7-game series, and they have like rookies.
They should have won last night.
That's what I'm saying.
That was right there.
Aiden Cappy. Aiden's a regular season player. He's struggling against Valanciunas. Listen,
I never believed in Aiden. He's the number one pick too.
Yeah.
Even one or two. One of them.
He's talented, but like,
I never believed in him. I need my five man to shoot threes. I'm sorry. Like, if you can't shoot no threes, bro, what you doing?
Yeah. You can't make it in the league.
You feel me? I don't want no Capella or, like...
That, yeah. Their value is low. That's why the Suns are like, we're not paying you that max.
Bro, McGee.
Fucking McGee. McGee's doing the same shit.
Warriors won a championship with him as playing five, bro. Like...
Like
15 minutes a game.
Yeah, I mean, Aiden is good, but you gotta get that jumper. No, I'm with you. Yeah, he got a little midi, but he gotta be more consistent. Like, or you gotta get some post moves. Like, man, we don't give a fuck about that. Like, look at what's happening with Rudy Gobert.
Was he the Luka drive?
Was he?
But you're right.
He did get drafted second.
But you're right though.
He got first.
One of the two. But yeah, you're right with Gobert. It was like, bro, what are you doing if you can't shoot a three? In today's NBA, what are you really doing?
You can't guard nobody.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So,
but yeah, getting back to our picks though. You feel me?
You can't guard nobody, bro.
So who would you play? Warriors or Memphis?
This is the playoff picture. It's looking Memphis, Warriors.
Who you got?
Who I got on our shirt.
Because I already know who I got, man. I'm biased as
heck. So it's Curry. So you got, I see Kerr, having Curry come off the bench game one. I see them winning that, and then they'll continue that and shit like that. I think the Warriors are going to win that in six.
Six-game series?
Yeah.
Because Memphis is a little young right now. You know
what I mean? They're just overrated. I think they're
regular. We think they're overrated.
They're regular.
I just think they're young and not ready yet.
They're just
a
regular season team, bro.
Bro.
I can give evidence to all these things.
Bro.
They have
Ja's not a regular season player. He elevates his game.
No, Ja's. No, listen. Ja's an MVP candidate. But it's like everyone else is just, it's a good system, but, you know, Desmond Bane's great shooter.
So they're the Suns to you?
Yeah, they're the Suns.
Actually, I respect the Suns and Grizzlies way more than you do. I think they're really, really good. Like, elite teams, you know what I mean? Borderline elite teams. That's what I'm saying. Warriors and Celtics.
Pelicans won 31 games.
They switched their whole team up like they with lost. A month to go to with like at the trade deadline though.
Yeah, that's true. But they were still like
a whole different team. Yeah. You feel me? But yeah, you already know. So what's the
oh yeah? So I mean, look, yeah, just to move forward with it.
So we got Warriors in the Western Conference Finals. And who are they going to go against? Let's break down other
matches. Yeah, we got Warriors beating the Grizzlies. So it's going to be Warriors versus...
Wait, so Suns... We're projecting Suns to go to the second round. And then we're projecting Mavs to go to the second round. Because, you know, that's what we're picking. And let's keep it real. Pelicans, I don't think they're going to get it done. And Jazz are looking like a freaking...
train wreck.
Yeah. So we brought Mavs down... Suns, who do you got? Mavs is... Let's do it first. Mavs without Luka versus Suns without Booker. Who you got?
Well, no, because Luka's coming back.
We'll do that second. We'll do with him.
Oh, okay. You're saying if he can't play? Damn, that's a tough question.
That's a bad beat. Luka going out with the final game of the season. That's a bad beat. Anyway.
What
about Luka going out in the last game of the season? I've never seen that before.
Yeah, that sucks.
Dang. But yeah.
Yeah, you can't play.
They could have made noise, too, because he's a playoff player.
Yeah, no, they probably should just let him rest.
Who you got, though? Because I know who I got. I'm rocking with it.
I got to think about the matchup, bro.
Oh, you actually think this is going... Okay.
I mean, I like Jason Kidd as a coach.
You think Jalen Brunson and Dinwiddie are going to get it done? That's and Bertans and Kleber.
I got some.
Thank you. Come on, man. All right, how many games? I got him 6.
I got
six. No, without Booker... I got it with 6.
Yeah, I'm with that. I'm with you on that one.
Let's say with this. With Luka and with the D-Book, does it change for you?
Yeah, if it's both, it's going to go...
Because you had it in 6 prior without them. Or is it the same for you?
I'm going to go Suns and 7 if it's both.
Ooh. So you say Luka's that... He's that dude.
You see what he did to the Clippers with Kawhi.
How about this, though? Luka versus a bookless Suns team.
Oh yeah, Mavs are going to the
conference finals. Yeah. And I'm low key frightened by the Mavs. Low key.
Right.
Cause Luka gets inside. He's basically a Joker with he's a smaller Joker with a I think he's a better Joker because I prefer a guard over a 7-footer. You know what I mean? He basically does what Joker does. You can't double him, he's gonna find an open man. He's gonna step back, shoot 3. He's going to slow the game down on some hard. He basically controls the game with his pace. And that's the kind of stuff that Warriors can't do shit about. You know what I mean? Because they can't stop him. He's going to slow the game down. Warriors want to play fast. Momentum. And that's frightening.
That is scary.
As a Warrior fan, to go against Luka. So hopefully, I don't want to wish injury on nobody. I want to see Book in the get better so I can see Suns, Warriors... Everyone healthy. That's what I want to see because I'm a basketball fan. Like I can take my feelings out of it.
Sure.
I don't want to get. I'm never happy that. Honestly, I'm not even happy when Kyrie went down in the finals. When you know Warriors
won. You never want to see that.
You never want. You know. You want to see like everybody at their best. So I got Suns. Pretty predictable, but it's chalk. You know, I got Suns, the Warriors, WCF. You got Suns, the Warriors, WCF. And I feel like I already know who you're picking because you said Suns are a regular season team. So you got Warriors, is that correct? Going to the finals?
Yeah, I got it. So it's probably going to be Warriors. No, but you know what? The Suns are a regular season team, but it's just they got an easy... Because they did what they were supposed to do. Like, they were first seed, so they got an easy kind of, like, path to the conference finals. Like, I think Warriors are third seed, so that's why it's a little bit more difficult. But the Suns, their only challenge is really going to be the Mavs. Their only challenge is really going to be the Warriors once they play against them. But like the Mavs, like you said, they're...
Would you pick Warriors, how many games would you pick?
Against the Suns?
Yeah. A healthy Suns team.
6.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be Warriors-Celtics, yeah. Yeah, Suns are a regular season team. They're probably going to get... I don't think they're going to get rid of Aiden. What's up?
Can I do a hot take right now?
Yeah.
Celtics, 7. But low key, that's just mentally preparing myself for the Celtics to win.
Cause you
know what I mean? I love doing that. Like, okay. Oh, they're gonna lose. That's why I low key bet on my on my team's a lose.
I do that shit too.
You feel me? Yeah. So I'm happy either way.
Yeah, I got to get money. Win, yeah.
Or they won and I feel emotionally better.
Yeah.
Like, you feel me?
So, I knew it though. You know, I knew it the whole time.
Life's all about getting yourself in win-win situations, you know what I mean?
That's what it's all about, man.
Optimizing the return. That's what it's about. But yeah, we pretty much broke it down. I think we go
next time, right? Next episode, we're going to talk about more diverse topics.
Oh, we got a couple.
Oh, we got more topics. Okay,
we got a couple more topics on the. Okay. We can finish up. You know what I mean. What I wanted to get to was some music. You know what I mean. Actually, can we talk about Benson's? Can we break this down for a little bit? Okay. Coming back game four, hasn't played all year. Mm-hmm. Coming off coming off horrible playoff performance. Let's put it like that. Your coach throwing you under the bus, talking about, I don't even know if you're could be a point guard on a championship team. Claiming mental health, kept him out. I don't want to, you know, hate on folks going through what they got to go through, but hey, I'm a fan. I just want to see brothers ball.
Yeah, man.
And so I can't hate on dude wanting to play in the playoffs. I can't hate on that. That shows me you want to play. That shows me you have some grit about you. But come on, man. What can he really give you? A dude hasn't played all year. In what, a whole calendar year? Literally. Hasn't played one NBA game. What are you expecting?
I don't think he even expected to be in this position a few months ago. Like, I don't think he randomly expected to be on the Nets. Like, now he's a net. Like, you know.
Like, how is he hurt, though? He's been out for a year.
He's not hurt. That's just some weird.
His cap?
I don't know why. What they're doing over there.
They're protecting him? Saying he's hurt? Is that what they're doing?
Yeah.
When he's just getting in shape?
Yeah, some shit like that, bro.
Like, how are you not ready to hoop when you've been sitting out for a whole year? I don't understand that part. Dress is great, by the way. Just want to put that out there.
Yeah, no.
One of the best dressed people I've ever seen. You know, he should just be a mascot at this point. Just be a model. You know what I mean? Show up. You know?
Yeah, they need you. I mean, you know what? He's 6'10", though. He's 6'10", he can handle the ball.
That's what niggas go to. They always say, hey, bro. 6'10",
bro. He's 6'10", bro. He's 6'10". The thing is, you can't put him at the one spot. Don't do that. Put him at the four.
So what? He's going to basically play Bryce Brown minutes? Like, whose minutes are you taking?
Oh, Bruce Brown is at the four.
Basically? Like, it's like he basically plays his four. Yeah. Think about it.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't even know where he fits, bro. Like,
come off the bench.
You expect him to come in and really, his main attribute is defense. So he's gonna come off the bench and guard who? You need a spark off the bench. You know what I mean? You need offense. You don't need defense off the bench, bro.
Yeah.
You feel me? Like, if his main attribute is defense, he's gonna be needed in the fourth quarter in moments that actually matter when Tatum's out there. He needs to guard Tatum and Brown to give Kyrie, and he needs to guard Tatum to give KD a break. And can you really do that when you've been out here? Can you really stick someone who's been playing in playoff mode? Like,
so you just got them getting swept.
I just don't like the move. I just don't see what it's gonna do. But watch him have a double double.
I think so. I don't have a double double.
I've been wrong many times.
Yeah, he's not terrible. I just don't think he's gonna. Well, he might not have a double double, but he's Draymond without the jumper.
Like, if he can guard, that's all he really needs to do. If he can play 12 minutes in guard, use your fouls, I think that's, you know, would be, I think Nash would be okay with that. Because that's the most you could really expect.
That's cool. Just a big body. Because, you know, you need someone to put on Tatum. I'm not saying he's going to shut Tatum down, but give KD a break. That's all.
It's just a little tough when his drip is better than his game at this point.
Yeah.
You never want the drip to better than your skills.
No, definitely not.
You know what I mean? But shout out to him. I just had to talk about that, man, real quick. But all right, I want to get to a couple more things, man. Pusha is dropping. And Kendrick. Well, Pusha just dropped, actually. Pusha T. You know what I mean? I had heard a couple songs. You were playing it, Walking In. How you feeling, you know, about the album so far, man? Because I feel like you...
Yeah, listen to a few songs.
I feel like Pusha is sounding better than ever. I'll listen to a few songs, so I gotta get into it, but
yeah, Pusha's one of those guys where he's gonna sound better with with time, you know. He's like wine, you know what I'm saying?
Yo,
he's like fine wine.
Like it's amazing. I love to see, like, because, you know, White Rocks, rock stars, and these artists, like, they get to age, and we love them still, but it's like, as soon as a brother gets, like, over 30, you're old, and we don't want to hear you.
Yeah, we gotta stop doing that as a culture.
It's like, at the end of the day, this is art, this is writing, you know.
He's better than Drake at this point, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I think that our mentality on rap is changing up.
You said he's better than what?
He's better than Drake as a rapper.
I mean, they're both really.
As when you get older, like, you would rather listen to Pusha T than
Drake. I feel you, like, okay, I got
if you're 19.
No, I feel you, yeah. It's more like, I think Charlamagne calls it, like, grown, like, contemporary, adult contemporary hip hop.
Yeah.
I don't think Drake makes that shit.
He doesn't make that shit. He's still
making music for 18-year-olds.
Shit, and, you know,
18-year-old females that he's trying to get with and shit.
Yeah, if
Pusha's like, yo, I'm like,
he's so married now, he's had kids, you know, dynasty, like, trying to set up.
I used to sell a lot of coke and, like, you know, going through, you know, it's tough. But I have a lot of cool things to say about my past life.
Yeah.
That sound really good on beats. So I'm, you know, how'd you feel about, like, his content, though? Like, being over 40, still, you know, rapping about what he's rapping about, you know.
Oh, cocaine.
Get into it, you know.
I don't have a problem with it because it's like we love that movie. What is it, Scarface and shit?
If the movie's good, I keep watching it.
Yeah, you keep watching it, bro.
But thing is, he even said this too. He's like, I don't expect to keep rapping about the every going forward. Bro. He even said that, like,
okay.
I'm rapping about different stuff, and I think that's dope.
I didn't even know that. Okay,
because like he's so good. He literally said I've made the same album since I was like in clips, like. I'm gonna talk this street shit. I don't care. I'm not making no freaking tunes for the radio. Like, and he's still here. And that's dope. But it also is dope to grow too. And like, not try some goofy, funny shit, but like, you know, talk about what's going on in your life. Cause I don't feel like Push really gets too personal about his shit. You know what I mean? I think he's at an age now where it's like that's more realistic for him because he's at a different, you know, time in his life. He's not out here in the, you know, doing his thing.
I think that's what this album has, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know why I sound like I'm like the president of the label or some shit, like. But nah, I just think this album, like Daytona, bro. Like the.
I felt rushed.
No, I wasn't. No.
It felt rushed to me, bro.
No, that was a great body.
No, it was real good, but I'm saying it was a rush. That's all I'm saying.
So you didn't fuck with it?
No, I did. I'm just saying, I could tell when the album was like. Just put together real quick, you know what I mean? Because it was, yeah, you know the whole story behind that, right? Like, he had a whole album before he came to Ye, and then Ye's like, no, bro, like, I want to produce all the songs. Like, bro, like, I just had this whole album. You should just tell me what's up. Like, just A&R it. Like, I don't got time to do it.
Right, I got
to do it. Like, all right, push up.
Yeah.
Kanye, I didn't want to go to Utah, like, spend like $50,000 a day for a studio, and like, push, like, bro, like, come on. You're killing me here, like.
Right.
So, yeah, man. So, Push just dropped.
I think it's a good listen. I think it's a metaphor. Like, I don't think he's just to close it out before we get into the next one. Like, I think it's a metaphor. Like the Daytona. Mm. It's not about coke. It's like.
Oh yeah, the luxury.
It's that's about luxury of like time. Like he's a rapper now. You know what I'm saying? Like his verses are like coke. You know what I'm saying? That's the new work. You feel me? That he's
I got you. No, I feel it.
That's kind of what I look at it as, you know what I'm saying? He's gonna say that he's like, bro, I've been doing this shit for 20 years.
That's true.
That's lit to me.
He turned some negative to some positive.
Yeah, just mad at that. This is the last one I want to say about it, because it's like, bro, if I was a rapper, bro, I was still rapping until I'm 50. Because it's like, bro, that's what I like to do.
Yeah.
It's like you're gonna be the best at it at that time.
It's like, especially if you like, you know, get wiser, you know what I mean? You're gonna have more stuff to talk about.
Yeah.
You know, you can practice.
Ain't no reason.
It's like a comedian. Like, you should get better with time.
You
know?
You should.
It's not like the NBA where by 30
you're done.
Nah.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, Kendrick too. We got to touch on that. What are you expecting?
Man, I mean, go ahead.
It's been like what four years since, you know, Damn drop. I want to say
five. Well, okay, I'm just saying that. I don't know. It probably is four.
You know,
it was 2017. Damn's released.
Critically acclaimed.
critically acclaimed, amazing body work that still is standing the test of time.
Loyalty. Hey, on there.
There's some tunes, DNA, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Fear. There's some hits on there, man.
What do you expect from a new one, though?
The new one, I think it's going to be a longer project than Damn. I think Damn was, 10 songs? I think this one's going to be like a 20-song project.
Okay.
He's going to be touching on hella shit. Because we haven't seen, it's like Eminem, kind of, where it's like, we haven't seen him in so long, so he has to update us on everything that's going on.
But is it going to be that, or is this going to be some like abstract weird shit?
I'm with that.
So, because you can't have both, bro. You really can't, like, you can't shit. I feel like you could... It's gonna be some abstract weird shit, bro. Like, we're just gonna have to just figure this. That's gonna be a puzzle, I think. Straight up. That's what I'm expecting. I'm not expecting no, like, hits.
No, but he has a good way of making it sound good, too.
There's no I on this. You know I, the song? There's no I on this album. I don't feel like there's no, what's his biggest song? Like, you know. Don't Kill My Vibe, but that's not on this album, I don't feel like.
Yeah,
those I just feel like he gonna do what he wanna do. He's Jay Electronica's team right now. You feel me? It's just too artsy.
So you don't like Kendrick anymore?
Bro, don't say that.
Are you gonna listen to the whole album?
Yeah, I'm gonna listen to the album. I love Kendrick. I'm a young dude, so. But he might have the best first three albums ever. So it's like he cemented it for me in Mount Rushmore, but it's like it's just hard to outdo that, bro. It's just when you're so great, it's just hard to outdo what you've done.
But that's why he did the George shot. I think that shit made Slay peep that whole marketing shit.
Nah.
He announced the album release date the same day that Michael Jordan announced his return to the NBA. Which was April 15th or some shit. So it was like 30 years ago Michael Jordan announced his comeback. You didn't like that?
I'm just not into like all like this like auxiliary, like I'm just into music, bro. Like to me, I don't go back to listen to Damn like that. I go back to listen to the Pimp a Butterfly. I go back to listen to Good Kid, Mad City. I go back to listen to Pimp a Butterfly any day of the week. I love those albums. To me, Damn ain't. It can't hold up. In my personal opinion, Damn isn't like that to me. So it's like, what he's been dropping,
it's been meant for you.
It hasn't been inspired. Exactly, it hasn't been inspiring me to think he would even come close to like, approximate what he did in the past. You know what I mean? But who knows, man? He might just come up with some like.
Listen,
it might be like the old Kendrick. I'm all. Bro, I'm that fan. I want the old Kendrick.
Yeah.
You feel me? I don't like
I'm
that.
I'm old head though, so it is what it is.
Yeah. I just felt. I'm such a fan. Like, I was there from the beginning.
Because if I step into your theory of it, like, I just feel like we wouldn't want that.
But I was there when we first came out.
No, because that's what. Cause
like, I was there. I remember in college. I was like, who's this? I need to know who this is. Oh, he's on a song with, I remember the first time I heard Pussy and Patron. I was real into J. Cole in college, and he I saw a video of him. He's like, bro, you gotta listen to this kid Kendrick or whatever. I was like, what the fuck? Look him up, Pussy and Patron. You know what I mean? Great song, Absol. And I was like, this is hard, like this is tough. So I followed like the early EPs and it's just like I guess I got attached to who that person was at that time. You know what I mean? As a fan, that's what you do. So, I'm like, just interested to see what's,
Cause like for think about it just real quick. Cause like you have Kanye, Jay-Z, they said that about them where they're like, we like the old Jay. And I'm listen, Jay-Z.
I hate to say that. I really don't want to be that guy either. Like, but
I just feel like we don't genuinely. We think we want it, but if they give it to us, we're like, we know how people be like, Future makes the same music. We're gonna be like, bro, he makes the same music, bro. Like, that's why Kanye stays relevant, because it's like, I don't want to hear another College Dropout right now, bro. I want to hear Donda. Because it's like, this is a whole new experience. I'm not saying we're going to consume it in the same way we consume College Dropout. Yeah. I might only listen to Donda once, but it might have been like, oh, damn, that was dope. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Or he might make a, like, you see how Jay-Z made a movie I want to see shit like that transition. We don't want you to be at the register. Like how Dame Dash says, is like, don't be at the register for 25 years. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to transition.
Yeah.
That's how I look at it. Like, I want Kendrick to come out with a jazz album. You know what I'm saying?
That's
like,
a Pimp to play a Butterfly was,
though. On God. Like, and I haven't listened to that shit that much. But it's like, when I listened to it, I was like, whoa. And then I just didn't listen to it again. That's cool.
Yeah,
that's cool. How books be sometimes. You just read the book. But some books you read over and over. But listen, I'm passionate about that take, bro. Like, I really feel like we gotta let Kendrick do him, bro. Mm-hmm. He gave us, what's it called?
Just let him cook.
Let him cook, bro. Just let him do him. If it's ass, it's ass.
I think he deserves, like, I mean, he doesn't, like.
No, say it. He do.
He can do whatever he wants.
He can do whatever he wants.
That's why, I think that's the statement he was making on the Baby Keem record when he was not even really, I think he was, he might have just did that in his sleep. I don't even know what he was doing on there. Like, he just, like, was being ass on purpose, I think.
On the low.
That's the vibe I was getting, like, okay, this is what the game is. I'm going to just troll y'all.
Yeah, I'm going to just troll y'all because y'all not going to pay attention anyway. So, and he still was spending a little bit in it, and he was talking his shit. So, I don't know. I do hope that he does, like, some gritty, like, like, make a diss song about, like, not a diss song, but you know how Drake will have, like, the 4 minute.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I want to
hear him get off. I do want to hear some shit like that.
Like, be direct. I want to hear him get off.
Be direct.
Like,
yo. Go at Big Sean or some shit or whatever. Go at it.
Oh, that's old. I want to hear him.
Okay.
But I want to hear him get at Drake, for sure. Like,
get at Drake and then have a feature. And I want to hear songs where he's rapping with niggas. Like, I want to have a song with Adasoul.
I want to hear a Black Hippie joint. Like,
Black Hippie, yeah.
But the thing is, I don't think we're going to get any of that.
It's his last TDE. Well, you got to think about that. It's his last TDE album, so he might do that. Like, he might pay homage to the whole TDE. Like, he might have SZA to everybody on that shit.
I mean, I don't think he's the type of dude that gives the people what they want.
Yeah.
He gives them whatever he wants.
That's true.
You know? He's a real artist like that.
Yeah, so we don't know. I'm gonna keep real.
Yeah.
It could be just, we don't
know. But either way, we're gonna listen.
For sure.
You already know. One of the greats.
Yeah.
Alright, man. Let's see what we got before we get up out of here, man. It's coming up on an hour here. Oh, yeah. Last thing before we go. How do you... I think Future came out recently, and I think he was asked, like, how do you feel about being toxic, or perceived as toxic? Because, you know, the toxic Future memes, you know what I mean, this thing. And he responded and kind of said it was the women that contributed to his toxicness. And it was actually, you know,
she's kind of
their fault.
Bitches.
Yeah, like...
He said this in a tweet?
It was a tweet or an interview. He's like, it was actually the women who made me toxic though, and I kind of feel them.
I get what you,
especially nowadays how women move like men. You know what I mean?
I see what you're saying. Was this recent? This is recent.
This is fairly recently.
Okay, I'm gonna be honest. This is amazing. I think that this is shit. Seriously, I know it's like hard to be vulnerable as a dude, but
keep women accountable.
You gotta hold women accountable, but we're not doing it enough. Right. You know,
we don't move just for no reason.
Yeah,
we're doing things in response to things. You know
yes,
what I mean?
Every action has a reaction. You know, no man is born bad. It's just a woman that made him that way.
Only women know how toxic women are.
Yeah, we're the only. Yeah,
we don't really know.
Exactly, they hate each other,
bro. We don't understand how women view each other, bro. They're way more toxic than us, straight up.
Way worse. I think that's the problem, is we try to treat them nicer than other women treat them.
Bruh, they don't even like each other, bruh.
They don't.
Like, chicks that are bad, they ain't going to like, they ain't going to hang out.
Yeah.
They got to hang out with chicks that's less bad than them, bruh.
Just so they can have, like, always feel confident or some shit like that.
You feel me? So they get the attention when the dude walks into the room that they like, you feel me?
It's always like a power thing with them. Yeah, like they always want. That's why we can't have a woman president. You know what I'm saying? We can't have a.
So we need to commend Future for actually keeping it 100 here.
I don't think we should have women managers. Oh, sorry, what you saying?
There's a little bit of truth in what he's saying, I feel like, you know?
I think there's a lot of truth. I think he's coming out of this. He's saying, yo, this is your fault. You know what I'm saying, dude?
I'm just playing the game.
And honestly, because Russell. I don't know why I'm randomly about to hit on Russell Wilson.
They was calling him corny on like a pile of. I Am Athlete podcast, or you know what I mean, with like, anyways.
No, I mean,
it's corny, you know what I mean? It's like, some niggas is, that's what they want to do. They want
Well, you've seen the whole thing.
They'll house the thoughts.
But you've seen the
thing. So niggas do that. Yeah. So you can't hate on them for doing what... That's what niggas do. Most niggas do that. They will take a chick who's been ran through and house them. Feed them. Literally treat them like a queen that they're not.
This is what we do.
It is what it is.
This has been since the beginning of time. Kings have brought in peasant women. Yeah. You can't do that as a man. You can't be a peasant man and a queen is going to bring you in into the castle. It's never been that way. So I just think this whole new movement of like just women doing this crazy shit, you know, it's not good for a society to function on a high level, you know what I'm saying?
I think we all need to self-improve. I feel like we all need to self-improve. We all have things that we need to work on. Guys,
we take accountability.
We get smacked in the face, bro. Like, we ain't on our shit. We ain't getting money. We ain't getting, you know, we ain't looking
better. We always blame ourselves. We're like, this is some shit we gotta work on.
Bruh.
Women are like, the whole shit's fucked up. You guys need to, even if I'm fat and ugly, it's your fault. You know what I'm saying? If I'm a hoe, it's your fault.
Bro. Like,
everything's our fault. You know, that's what it is.
Bro.
That's all it's our fault. About this country, you know, that's just what it's turned into, bro.
And that's what Eve did in the garden, blaming niggas, bro.
Yeah, man.
She's
the one that ate the apple.
Bruh.
You know what I'm saying?
It's in their nature, bro. So, you really can't blame women for being toxic. That's just who they are. They're very emotional. You know what I mean? They're driven by their emotions. So, it is what it is, man. But shout out to the OG Future. You know what I mean? Keeping it 100. Not backing down from his toxic decisions. You know what I mean? It is what it is. I got 10 baby mamas. What's up? Let's keep it real, though. Having mad baby mamas will not stop you from getting another baby mama. Women love dudes that got a whole bunch of women. Let's just keep it 100. Women will never admit this. But if you got mad baby mamas and you got that bag, she gonna come mess with you, bro. It is what it is. Yeah. Not everyone, but
some of them will. Yeah, I'm on your side with that one.
You feel me? Some people might call that toxic, having 10 baby mamas, but if you could, you provide for everybody, who cares?
Yeah, if you provide.
Don't talk about what I'm doing.
Nah, that's the truth, though. It's like, I don't know where we've, like, got this idea that you have to be, like, this fucking, like, saint or Russell Wilson type person. Because honestly, this is not the truth.
I think women just need to understand, if you got a certain type of dude, he gonna cheat.
I think he should cheat. I don't even think it's cheating. Like, I don't think it's
like
cheating.
Other women are gonna wanna have sex with him.
I think he should just protect himself, you know, make sure he protects himself, make sure.
Yeah. They need to understand that the sex is different for women and men.
It's very different.
That's what women need to understand.
Very different.
Like, bruh, y'all playing on, what's the easy mode in Halo or 2K? Whatever, rookie mode?
Yeah, they're playing on rookie.
They're literally playing on rookie mode,
they're
bro.
Playing on, yeah.
Like, bruh. All they gotta do is show up, open their legs, and be like, nah, I don't even like them.
Yeah.
That's really all they gotta do.
That's all they fucking do. Yeah. You gotta like work to go get pussy.
We gotta like put in like a whole week's of work, take some of that money, you know what I mean? Take you out.
It's yeah, like, bro, just like, to maybe get pussy.
That's why I'm cool on the dating right now, you feel me? I'm not really, I'm chilling. I think I'm gonna settle down like 45, something like that.
Yeah, I mean, as a man, you could settle down at 80. Like, there's no.
Shout out Pops, man. Have me at. You know what I mean? Dude was up there.
He was up there, you could do that. You
so
know?
I'm not even tripping.
There's no rush for men. I mean, men don't have an age. We have a net worth. Like, women, they care more about your net worth than your age. You know what I'm saying? Like, so if you're 20. And you like older chicks, you can get older chicks. You just have to have money. If you're older and you want younger chicks, you just have to have money. You know what I'm saying? That's just how it works. I didn't know it when I was in college. Like, I would see, like, 50-year-olds just slaying through pussy, and I was just like, he has a house and a couple rental properties. It's like, he could take
care of these. 50-year-olds getting college of them?
Easy.
That's wild.
Easy, yeah.
I don't know, man. Like,
there's a class. I should have took this class at Santa Barbara. I'm going to send you this video. I'm gonna try to find it later on today. Kevin Samuels, I was watching a video. He said there's a class. Coincidentally.
She got me 21, but go ahead.
No, listen.
I don't want a 20-year-old chick when I'm 50.
No, and listen, I mean, no, so
buy a drink at least.
There's literally a class in college, like, yeah. I'm gonna send you this Kevin Samuels video where he's breaking it down. Like, it's a class at UC Santa Barbara, ironically, and they literally, there's a teacher there, and he asked the students, he was like what they wanted in a man, what the dudes wanted in a girl. All the women said they wanted money. All the dudes said they wanted, like, physical appearance. Like, yeah. This is just psychological behavior. Like, it's nothing personal. This is how it's been since the beginning of time.
Yeah.
It's just
biology.
It's biology, but, like, we're just on some new energy shit where it's, like, they're trying to say men and women are the same. And, like, you know, I don't know.
We all got to accept our roles, man.
But then accept the roles. So it's, like, for you as a man, no one's going to really hold you accountable if you have multiple. Like, no one's going to be mad at you if you have multiple baby mamas if you take care of all of
them. Nobody going to be mad.
Women, if you have multiple baby daddies, ooh, it's kind of like,
if you got one kid, I'll never say you. I'm sorry. I don't care if you have 11.
And if you have a kid,
if you do 15 on a scale of 1 to 10, you ain't saying no, baby, no. You can't do this.
If you're
getting you recreation.
Yeah.
Get your mans. Get your mans, man. You recreation only. You can have fun. That's it.
Yeah.
You know? I don't know. It sounds that toxic?
No, I mean, because
if I had a kid, I know a chick would want to mess with. Like, some chicks don't want to mess with dudes without kids either. So hey, it is what it is. You feel me?
No, I mean, that's what I'm saying. It's just different. Like, if you have a kid as a dude, you're gonna get
busy. You get more chicks.
Yeah, they think that's cute. Like, they're like, oh, I can trust him. Like, you know what I'm saying?
It's like having a puppy.
Like having a dog, you know, so it's just different, bro. You know, I think, but yeah, going back to, yeah, I think Future's right. I'm gonna support Future on that one. I don't think you should be toxic to the hoes at 50. Like, eventually you do gotta transition into something else.
Yeah, I'm trying to, like, build you up at that point. Like, I'm trying to, like, help you out. I'm not really trying to get down in the mud with you. Like,
and I think that's the thing with the Future thing. It's like, don't sound, it's still kind of feminine though. Because it's like, don't sound like bitter. Like, get what you want. Like, don't be like, oh, the bitches made me talk. It's like, you're 40. You're still mad about some shit that happened when you're 20. Like, bro, just get baby mom, have baby mamas and take care of them, fuck bitches in Japan.
But he's Westbrook at this point, not changing.
No, he is Westbrook.
He is.
Didn't change for nobody, gets paid too much.
He's just shooting.
He's just shooting every time. Every time he gets the ball, he don't give a fuck.
You know?
He's not gonna fucking.
Some people won't love it.
They gonna love it. They gonna
love it. Some people love Westbrook, bro. To this day, they love Westbrook. They're not. You feel me?
I love Westbrook, though. But it's like.
I love him. Cats love Future.
Yeah.
You feel me?
There's gonna be those, like, bitter men that love Future. I'm just like. Just transition. That's what I'm saying. Like, Kanye is amazing because he transitioned. You know what I'm saying?
So a Future, like, love?
He just album. Want love or some shit.
So a Future, you want a Future love album?
Yeah.
Oh, I was wrong. What do you even say? I don't even know.
Yeah, just
I've never heard a non-toxic Future in my life.
Yeah, don't be
he
right.
Wouldn't be raw.
Huh?
He wouldn't be raw.
It wouldn't. Yeah, he might just retire. I think he's just a one-dimensional player. Yeah.
Yeah. You feel me?
I don't listen to that shit.
There's no facet. There's no other facet in this game.
Yeah, I don't listen to that shit.
Great artist.
I listen to his motivational
shit. Great artist.
I listen to his motivational shit. Like, he had, like, it was, the shit before Saint Lucia. I'm gonna head out in about 5-10 minutes, but that shit, Saint Lucia, you heard that song?
Not. I'll talk to later, though.
That shit's hard. There's a fucking... What is that album called? I think it's called Save Me or some shit.
He has an album called Save Me?
I think so. Like,
yeah, he's great on that toxic shit, man. But yeah, man. Something gotta get out of here, man. It's been good talking to you. It's Not Rush Radio. We'll catch you next time. Peace.